Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today we're out in the field at the Emory County Administration Building, where we're joined by Patsy Stoddard, Suzanne Anderson, Joyce Mia, Larry Jensen, and Julie Johansson. We're going to be talking about something pretty exciting coming up in Emory County, the new addition to the Emory County Fair. That's going to be Echoes from the Past. So thank you all for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. So let's start first, just open to the floor. What inspired you guys to pursue Echoes from the Past as a production for the Emory County Fair?
And the production's going to be on July 31st at 6:30 p.m. Like Aiden said, it's going to be part of the Emory County Fair. And as most of you know, Emory County lost the Castle Valley pageant a few years ago and been a great loss and sadness in our county since that's been gone. And we want to continue the history of Emory County. And so we have started with, we're going to start small, and we just have a few vignettes is what our Joyce is calling them. And so we just have a few different historical scenes that are going to be enacted, and it's going to be in the Castle Dale Arena.
As the archivist, we're talking about archives from history. It has such a very deep and rich storied history. So how have you kind of helped guide the production of this in terms of what you're able to do over in the archives?
Well, there's so many histories and stories of the people that settled here and the things they went through, and they're remarkable. And these stories deserve to be told, and these people deserve to be remembered. So we bring those out, and they inspire us to create these written vignettes, so that the future generations, the children, can remember.
Now, Julie, let's bring it over to you. You're the director of this production, so you have a lot on your plate in terms of that. So what are you most looking forward to directing this production?
I am just hoping to be able to make the scenes flow so that history is repeated in a correct situation, and so that the audience will pick it up. I want the actions and the feelings of the actors and actresses to be portrayed to the audience. That's going to be my main responsibility, is to see that what they have written is given to the audience.
So let's talk for a second about the actors in this production. This is something that, much like the Castle Valley pageant was, it's open to the public. You want citizens to get it out and get involved in it. So if there are people listening right now who want to get involved in this, what's the best way for them to do that? How should they get in contact with you guys?
They can give Suzanne and I a call. I'll give you my phone number, 435-749-9025. And Suzanne?
My number is 435-609-9757.
So we're in need of actors and actresses and child actors and people that might want to help set up scenery, things like that. So anybody that wants to be involved are totally welcome to come. And then in addition to what Julie had to say, we're going to have a Read More About It QR codes on our programs. We're outlining each of the vignettes, but we're also going to have the QR codes on the program that will lead you to more information about that scene, more historical information.
I really like that approach to it, giving people not only what's in front of them, but adding that additional context. I think that's important to understand, you know, the history that you're trying to tell within Emory County. So I really appreciate that small detail of you guys adding the historical information. So to close this out, let's just go down the line. We'll start with you, Julie. What are you most excited about in bringing this production?
I'm most excited about the narration, the music, and the dance that is going to depict Emory County in these vignettes that we are going to work to produce.
Joyce, same question for you. What excites you most about this production?
Well, it's the people that we're portraying. You know, for instance, the Swayze Boys, everyone's heard of them. And we just want to see them come alive so people remember them. Or the sheriff that got shot, one of the first sheriffs of Emory County. Just bring it so that people can see what it was like back in that day.
Now, Larry, your turn. What are you excited for with this production as one of the writers?
like, yes, the same kind of thing. There's such a rich history that people need to realize that there's a lot of amazing stories that they lived, that our ancestors lived, and people don't remember those things, that there were sheriffs and there were posses and there were horse thieves, and all that's part of this show. And people go, oh my, did that really happen? Fun stuff like that.
You gotta love some of the more obscure details that people might not know about our heritage and our history. So I really like the approach you guys have taken to writing this. Now, Patsy, same question for you. What are you most excited about?
Oh, I'm really excited to have this event at our Emory County Fair. We're on the fair planning committee, and we just want to have this activity as another part of our fair, just another free event, just something fun for people to come out and do. And then Suzanne's going to tell a little bit about the contest, the treasure hunt that we have going along with our production.
Well, Suzanne, let's jump right to that. Let's hear about this treasure hunt.
Last year, we created Echoes from the Past Adventure. And you travel around different places in Emory County, and you find historical sites where amazing things have happened. You take a selfie. Last year, the people that participated had the opportunity to win a car. And this year, we're combining the adventure with the production. So people will be able to come and watch the production. And then afterwards, we will have the drawing from the adventure, and people will win $1,000, there's cash prizes, as well as a utility trailer that's up for the prizes.
I mean, you didn't need to incentivize further attending. This is a sound like it was already going to be a blast, but these prizes, those are just the cherry on top of this production. So again, thank you all for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Patsy Stoddard, Suzanne Anderson, Joyce Mia, Larry Jensen, and Julie Johansson. We were talking Echoes from the Past and one of the newest upcoming additions to the Emory County Fair. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.